This is your Lansing update from More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Governor Granholm planning to appeal a ruling that her administration violated state law by refusing to grant a 3% raise to non-unionized state workers. Grand Ledge Representative Rick Jones today tells WILS's Tony Connolly that he was surprised by the judge's decision.
I think every state employee is going to have to realize over the next year we're facing a $1.6 billion problem.
Meanwhile, Ray Hallman with the Lansing-based UAW Local 6000 reacting to the congressman on WILS.
Representative Jones needs to maybe realize the state employees are the people that run the prisons, keep the roads safe. Just a few days ago, state employees coughed up another $80 million.
Attorney General candidate David Layton speaking out on WILS about how he stacks up against opponent Bill Schuette. He tells WILS's Jack Ebling that he's tougher on crime due to his experience as a prosecutor.
I've had 20,000 cases in the last 5.5 years, 95% conviction rate, and my opponent has never, ever tried a single case.
Lansing Police Officer Lori Williams taking the stand today in a trial in which she's accused of inappropriately using the police records database. Known as the Law Enforcement Information Network, officers are not permitted to access information that is not part of official police business. And if you still haven't heard, MSU football coach Mark D'Antonio will be in the coach's box for Saturday's game against U of M. A judge ruling in favor of 15,000 non-unionized state workers and against the Granholm administration. The issue revolves around a 3% raise that was received by unionized workers, but not by others. Ray Hallman with UAW Local 6000 talked to WILS's Tony Connolly this morning about the case.
We have a contract with the state, and they tried to violate the contract, but we were able to hold them off. But unfortunately for managers, they did have their raise taken away.
Lansing Mayor Virg Bernero spent $1 million more on TV ads last month than his Republican gubernatorial opponent Rick Snyder. An analysis by the Michigan Campaign Finance Network shows Bernero spending almost $3.4 million, while just over $2 million was spent on Snyder ads. A story you're hearing only on WILS. East Lansing city leaders introducing three alternative approaches to the medical marijuana issue. Councilman Nathan Triplett spoke with WILS at last night's city council meeting.
One is essentially an outright ban on commercial-type medical marijuana facilities. One would allow it in commercial districts, and one would allow it as a home occupation in residential districts.
It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and MSU researchers are working to identify factors for developing the disease. Epidemiologist Ellen Veely on WILS.
One of the known risk factors is the age when a woman first has a baby, and the later that age or not having children increases your risk for breast cancer after age 50.
East Lansing Representative Mark Meadows concerned about the state's economic future despite the passage of the fiscal year budget by lawmakers last week. Meadows tells WILS's Tony Connolly he sees a lot of problems in 2012.
In 2012, the income tax increase, the slight increase that was passed in 2007 expires, so we've got to fill that hole.
Governor Granholm could veto a bill passed as part of the budget that has been described as a Christmas tree by legislators. Originally intended to allow Sunday morning liquor sales, Lansing lawmakers added 50 pages to the initial version. The governor says she does support the underlying proposal.
A lot of the concerns that existed in the prior century are a bit anachronistic. I think people should be able to be left to their own judgment about when to purchase alcohol.
Local reaction to another story involving the governor. WILS's Rich Hurl reports.
Grand Ledge Representative Rick Jones says he was surprised by a judge's ruling that Governor Granholm violated state labor law by refusing to grant a 3% raise to 15,000 non union employees, while union workers were given that raise. Jones spoke with WILS's Tony Connolly this morning.
I think every state employee is going to have to realize over the next year we're facing a $1.6 billion problem.
Meanwhile, Ray Hallman from the UAW Local 6000, also on WILS, reacted to that statement.
Representative Jones needs to maybe realize the state employees are the people that run the prisons, keep the roads safe. Just a few days ago, state employees coughed up another $80 million.
The governor plans to appeal the ruling. Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS.
Even as he recovers from a heart attack and a blood clot in his leg, MSU football coach Mark D'Antonio has no plans to miss this Saturday's game in Ann Arbor. He'll be in the coach's box for the matchup against the Wolverines. Joe Rexrode with the Lansing State Journal on WILS.
D'Antonio's a pretty businesslike guy. guy. You know, he's not terribly emotional. But Michigan week before and after kind of brings out the emotion in him that you don't get on a regular basis.
And welfare totals in Michigan continue to climb. According to the Department of Human Services, assistance was at almost $1.9 million in August, up by $200,000 from July. Taking a look at your capital city forecast, tonight partly cloudy, low around 48. Tomorrow mostly sunny, high near 70. And tomorrow night mostly clear, low around 45. That's your Lansing Area Update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.